many days, I was granted a reprieve from my nightmares. I, as a matter of verity, had no dreams at all. The story of Daxter and his evils, at least for a time, felt as if they had drifted away into the deepest recesses of hell. I thought perhaps the demon which had plagued my sleep had abandoned me, and if that be the case, then good riddance. I dearly desired a respite from the likes of the goat man Daxter, the horrible rat known as Miremouth, and their fat god Maximus. It was not but 6 days that I was given reprieve, and at the end of those 6 days, I was once more assailed by the nightmares. I did not expect them, for I had thought they'd be done somehow, banished from my mind. I fell into my bed, closed my eyes, and soon I found myself standing in a room that I had never seen prior. Daxter stood before me. His hair was unkempt. The look in his eyes was that of pain and suffering. His lips moved, but I could not hear what he was saying. But it was then that I realized that his words were not meant for me. I turned, and there I beheld an old dog wearing a pair of spectacles. As he leaned upon his work desk, I soon heard him speak.
How long have you been afflicted by this anomaly?
It just appeared on my hand as I slept last night. It burns like it's on fire.
It certainly seems that way.
Gavin, your reputation precedes you. I knew of no other person to come to.
You're a student of Maximus?
Maximus is my all. All that I do in his name for my own pleasure.
Ah, very good. Let me see the afflicted hand.
Look at it. I know nothing of its origins.
Very interesting. Let me just get my magnifying glass. Ah, that's much better. Indeed, I have seen this symbol before.
God, what the hell is it?
Oh, it's clearly a triskelion.
A what?
That is what it is, a triskelion. It's one of the few symbols associated with the fat rat. I think I have an edition of his book that has a similar-looking symbol. Right here. Almost the same one that's on your hand.
A triskelion? Gavin, why have I been marked? And why does it sting?
Admittedly, what you are going through is quite the rarity. Most of his servants, me included, never experience what you are going through. Think of it like a branding of sorts.
Maximus branded me?
You should be honored. He has chosen you as one of his most blessed. No doubt you have done something recently that has added you to his pride. He desires you as one of his own.
But the sting...
Oh, it should wear off soon enough. Mr. Daxter, this may be our first meeting, but you are not unknown within this land. It has fallen upon some ears that a goat from the hand of Hidden had suddenly come across an abundance of wealth. We've noticed you,
You want something of me.
Well, don't we all? Wouldn't anyone want something of the Blessed?
Then what do you want?
Only to assist you. Take me into your confidence. I have studied well the Book of Maximus. I can assist you on the path to hedonism. Have I not already proven myself by interpreting the Triskelion for you?
It no longer hurts me.
Had I not said so?
If I am to take you into my home, what shall your title be?
I shall be your interpreter.
And would being my interpreter please you?
Absolutely. It shall suit my interest perfectly. I'd even go so far as to call it a personal pleasure.
Fine. Make the arrangements to have your office moved into my estate.
At once.
I felt trapped. I realized that I was asleep, but I was unable to wake back up. I stood within the room and bore witness to the contract that had been formed. That symbol. The Goatman had been branded. He had been blessed by Maximus himself. What did it all mean? I had no choice but to keep watching and listening as this terrible story unfolded before my very eyes.